is on your mind? We want to know. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Quick shout out to our friends in Watford City for the great hospitality yesterday. Myra Anderson, who was one of our guests yesterday, I see she's in the Bismarck Tribune today, talking about the rules that are now a product of the last legislative session on folks that want to vote, which I think are a good idea. They're rules that ought to be in place, but just making sure when you vote, you are who you say you are. But anyway, Myra's in the bottom half of the top of the fold, I guess the bottom of the fold of the Bismarck Tribune today. She told me that the next time we come to Watford City, she, one, wants Todd Mitchell along, and two, will be making some of her world-famous Watford City pie.
Okay, then I want to be there.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody said, oh, you can't even believe it. I know you guys talk about pie, but you haven't had Myra's pie. You will not believe it until you have Myra's pie.
All right, if we haven't had Myra's pie, then we need to have Myra's pie. It's not a fair...
They have asked us to come back.
Okay.
And I said we will, and we will be regular guests in Watford City, and just as long as Myra makes pie. So anyway, the promise has been made. It's a contractual arrangement, and you make pie, we come to your town. I think that's just a very we want to have full disclosure here on the program. We want you to know why we go where we go, and when they say there'll be pie, we go.
Right.
It's just. So if we've been invited to Bodno. They said they'd have pie and ice fishing. I mean, we're going to be in Bodno.
Do with it, yeah.
Turtle Lake, pie, and sleigh rides. We're there, right?
Okay.
So now the only question
is... going to Bev's when you go to Turtle Lake? That's where I was, Bev's Cafe.
Yeah. I'll go wherever the pie is. Anyway.
It was good. I'm just saying.
Just saying. We'd love being there. Here's the telephone numbers to join the discussion and tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701 258-0550. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. How many people in our audience grew up either aware of people in their family, maybe like a parent or grandparent, that had wood-burning stoves or actually have wood-burning stoves? I'm kind of curious about this question. The reason I am is because there's a move afoot to ban them. Yeah, I just... Phil Parker and I were talking about this earlier. I'm tired of bans. It's sort of like take my ball and go home kind of deal, but this is the latest from the Environmental Protection Agency. They've recently imposed restrictions on wood-burning stoves that will deal a blow to rural Americans who rely on wood to heat their homes. So here's what I want to know. Do you rely on wood to heat your home, number one? Or two, did you grow up with it? Did you have parents or grandparents that had wood-burning stoves? And do you see any reason to ban them? Because the critics here are saying these rules... were enacted following pressure from environmental groups, and the EPA tightened restrictions in January on the level of fine airborne particulate emissions that wood-burning stoves can emit, from 15 micrograms per cubic meter to a maximum of 12 micrograms. Do you have your microgram meter, Todd?
I can't relate to any of it, so maybe a microgram is important, but on the other hand, our forefathers used plenty of wood-burning stoves.
The wood-burning stove.
They seem to do okay.
Ben, have you ever heard of the Franklin stove? That goes back to Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
The potbelly stove. It was named after the guy.
Yeah.
So Ben Franklin did okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not everybody in this day and age is going to use it, but why ban them?
Right.
It
seemed like it was the way everybody kept warm once upon a time.
There you go. I think we did okay.
Yeah.
So I need your wood-burning stove stories, and let me know whether you think this ban is a good idea or a bad idea at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or anything else in your mind. That's just on my mind. And we welcome your questions or comments on any of this. The Hoover Institute said, although this is an ancient technology, it can provide a solution for high heating costs in many parts of the country. With up to one-third of this country's energy consumption used for heating, policymakers would be wise to consider the benefits of wood as a heat source. And actually, the number of households heating with wood grew 34% from 2000 to 2010, like 2.4 million homes. A lot of them use them in Europe as well. But the EPA restrictions would ban the production and sale of the kinds of wood-burning stoves that compose 80% of those currently in use in the United States. Won't make them anymore. and you can't sell them anymore. And this is all in the name of concern over the environment. Now,
we can't wait a minute. So burning wood is better for the environment now.
This is all about the amount of fine airborne particulate emissions that wood-burning stoves can emit.
Okay, but back to my root question. Burning wood is now bad for the environment.
According to the EPA.
When did that start again? I mean, we burned wood for how many years now?
You can't make it up. You can't make it up.
It seems like we've burned wood for a while now.
Yeah.
Why is it bad now?
We have a lot of truckers in our audience. I wonder what they think of what President Obama yesterday said when he ordered is the key word here. He ordered the development of tough new fuel standards for the nation's fleet of heavy-duty trucks as part of what aides say will be an increasingly muscular and unilateral campaign to tackle climate change through the use of the president's executive power. Now, first on the trucks. So the idea would be we're going to order, hey, those big trucks, they have to be at this level of fuel efficiency or else. And why? That's the question we always ought to ask. Why? Well, in this case, the why is because they want to limit greenhouse gas pollution from trucks. And again, can I use a rather crude analogy, Todd? And you get out the buzzer if this analogy doesn't work. Okay.
You think I don't have that buzzer ready for you?
if we say, okay, the four biggest folks on the block are going to go down to the nearest lake, okay?
Okay.
And one of the four is going to agree not to relieve themselves in the lake. I didn't say Peter Lee. I said relieve himself
right.
in the lake.
All right, we know what you meant.
But the other three are going to continue to do that? Have you really improved the condition of that particular lake?
When are we going to get the president to pay a visit to the oil patch?
Well, that would be nice because he'd actually see America at work. But do you follow what I'm saying?
I follow what you're saying.
I mean, so in other words, the reason we would make trucks more expensive, the reason that we would impose and completely throw the Constitution in the shredder, because generally rules like this need to be decided by Congress, but he can't ram them through, so he's going to order them and do it by executive order, and throw another body blow at the trucking industry is because he wants one of four people not to relieve themselves in the lake and thinks that somehow is going to improve the environment.
So once again, the people who decided once upon a time that 55 was the appropriate speed limit across the nation, who have obviously never driven at that point in western North Dakota or eastern Montana, where 55 will put you to sleep behind the wheel, now we're deciding a certain gas mileage figure, which has come and gone off and on over the years anyway. But
and here's the deal. If you own a truck, operate a truck, you want to put less gas in your truck.
You think those guys want to blow all their money on their tanks?
Right.
I don't think so.
So and we see, you mentioned the oil patch. You see the value of technology in the oil patch and doing everything more efficiently. And the amount of time it takes to do a frack job and the amount of time everything is getting more efficient. The amount of oil we get out of the ground, right? So the same thing will happen with engines. But to mandate it in the name of something ridiculous, I would even argue greenhouse gas emissions aren't as bad as he says they are, according to science, I believe, versus the religion of global warming that he subscribes to. But set that aside. Even if we think, it'd be a good idea not to put greenhouse gases in the air.
Sure. We'll go along with that.
We're doing it unilaterally, so we're making no difference anyway. Because we're only one of, four or five, or for that matter, how many other big major players. It really is ridiculous, but I'm more interested in what truckers think rather than what you and I think.
Well, true.
You're just jealous. At 800-228-0550, we have a Fargo theater considering adding liquor to the menu. What do you think of that? Why are you laughing, Todd?
It could make the not-so-entertaining movies more entertaining.
The Marcus Theaters is going to present a plan today to the city's Liquor Control Board for adding a Take 5 lounge to the West Acres Cinema. And in addition to your hot popcorn, you could get a soda. A sud, a beer, a bud.
They're thinking of adding a lounge. Does that mean you wouldn't be able to take the drink into the movie theater itself?
I assume you have to buy it there like a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because good luck stopping that in the first place. Right?
Last time I checked, you're not frisked when you go into the theater. But
no, I know. I might have a couple of flasks right in my trench coat. You never know.
Some city officials are wary of allowing booze in theaters And the city auditor says he's uncertain Marcus Theaters will get a $90,000 discount on a liquor license fee that the company says it will need to okay the lounge plan.
Oh, well, that ends that discussion right there, doesn't it?
Evidently, they have six other theaters nationwide. They have a really neat one down in Omaha.
I've heard about
that has a bar and a lounge area offering pizzas, sandwiches, desserts, beer, cocktails, and wine. They also have full-service restaurants at three theaters, believe it or not. Anyway, a good idea, bad idea, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're talking pipelines at the bottom of the hour, and Congressman Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up as well today on the program we call What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to sponsor a two-day grain marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your grain trading skills and learn more about trading grain in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 19th and 20th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trade Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted NDSU professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson. Seating is limited and registration will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. When I get to the calls here, before I do, I mentioned yesterday a Teddy Roosevelt quote that I thought would serve Clay Jenkinson well in response to his blistering column over the weekend. And I'm about to post this on Facebook for him as well. But here it is in its entirety. 1910, Teddy Roosevelt said, "It is not the critic who counts, nor the man who points how the strong man stumbled or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. It's a long way of saying, get in the arena, talk about solutions. Are there challenges? Are there impacts from what's happening in this great state right now? Absolutely. Get in the arena and help talk about mitigating them. Don't bellyache about what we already know that really represent a small percentage of what's happening. Let's get to the phones here. First to go is Dan in Fargo, on the road listening to 550 K-Fire. Hello, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I got 3 points about the EPA and why nobody should really take them seriously anymore. Number one, volcanoes. As you know, volcanoes spew all kinds of so-called carbon emissions and greenhouse gases, including sulfur, including a high degree in the case of the big volcano that went off near Mount Lassen there a few years back, of radioactivity. But you never hear the EPA talk about it. You never hear the nuclear regulatory people talk about it. How come, Scott? They can't stop it. They can't control it. Number two, forest fires. What are they going to do? Outlaw forest fires? One of the policies they have is to let them burn. Let them go back to the natural way of lightning strikes causing periodic burn-offs on forest fires. I tell you, these people are nuts. I don't think we should pay any attention to them. They have so many regulations that if people started ignoring them, they would have no way to enforce them. No way. There are far too many, thousands upon thousands, being issued literally every decade.
All right, where's number three? I'm waiting.
Oh, number three. What are you going to do about the fact that people want to have, for nostalgic purposes, private heating, emergency backup, their own cook stoves, wood stoves? I recently scored one on junk day in the spring last year of getting a nice old cast iron stove somebody had thrown away. I'm aiming to fix it up and use it if I have to. We had 3 days with no natural gas regulations here because of the pipeline explosion up in south of Winnipeg. So you never know when stuff like that might happen, and I think people should be prepared and be allowed to do it.
Well, good points. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks for listening today, and I'm with you. By the way, the bans, let's ban the volcanoes and forest fires. Let's start banning there. Dave, south of Dickinson, listening on K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this... besides the wood stoves, are they going to ban if I got a fireplace in my house, I can't burn wood in it? If I want to barbecue outside, I can't use wood? You know, these environmentalists, they want to talk about something. Why don't they all go put on their lead underwear and go over to Fukushima and clean that up?
You gave me quite a visual. Metal underwear in Fukushima. I'll be in Washington, D.C. next week, and I'm trying to get an answer on your question there on stoves and barbecues and fireplaces, and I'm on it, Dave. Thanks for the task. I'll be there next week. I'll try and get an answer on this. Maybe I want to do one of those man-on-the-street things out in front of the EPA and visit with the EPA people as they come in and out. Should I do that?
Make sure you wear your lead underwear when you do that.
I'll do that. I'll do that in Fukushima, too. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Jody, on the road near the North Dakota-Montana border. Isn't it beautiful? I was out there yesterday and I could have just stayed right there. It's very, very beautiful there, Jody, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's overcast right now, but it's still just a great day. Yep.
It is indeed. What's on your mind today, Jody?
Well, on the wood burning, you know, the forest fires, sometimes they start them by themselves or Mother Nature does, and sometimes the Forest Service starts them as a controlled burn. My question is the national grasslands. The Forest Service goes and burns at will. They don't care if there's a county fire ban on or anything because they don't have to pay attention to it. So that's a lot of wood they're burning. Is that? Do they have to honor the EPA if that would go through?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the way this thing reads, you're going to have to get out your meter and determine how much of these microcinogens. How do you say that? I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It says here the EPA tightened restrictions in January on the level of fine airborne particulate emissions that wood burning stoves can emit from 15 micrograms per cubic meter to a maximum of 12. So I guess the answer to your question is you're breaking the rules if it's any more than 12 micrograms that's coming out of it. And then they plan to ban the production and sale of the kind of wood-burning stoves that compose 80% of those currently used in the United States. So It's crazy, Jody. Appreciate the call. I want to keep going. A lot of calls waiting. Let's go to KCJB country. And Isaac is listening north of Tioga to 9:10 a.m. Go ahead, Isaac. You're up.
Good morning, Scott. Say this EPA deal. It's pretty simple to figure out. You know, all they got to do is put the little guy out of business. The big businesses can withstand those regulations, but the little guy, the small business, they can't. And it's also a way to get rid of our vehicles that are mechanically motorized. In the 2006 handbook of a Dodge pickup, it says that that pickup can be shut off with a satellite. Now, if we just get rid of all of our mechanical vehicles, they can shut us off if we get too progressive. So the exhaust problem is just a way to get these older vehicles off the road. And same as the Cash for Clunkers program.
Yeah, no kidding, which was an absolute disaster, that Cash for Clunkers program. All it did was raise the price of used vehicles. You know, unbelievable.
Right.
Isaac, good points. Call again. Appreciate you. Jan in Minot listening on KCJB wants to talk about a different issue, long-term insurance. What's in your mind, Jan?
Yes, I'm dealing with a long-term care insurance company that my mother had for many years, over 20 years.
Jan, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold, Jan. We're going to have you turn your radio down so that you can hear us better and don't hear the noise in the background. I'll come back to you in just a minute. Just turn your radio down, and Jan, stay tuned. Don, Glenn Olin, listening on K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Don, are you there?
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm with, I have my own truck. Okay, you opened up a can of worms about the trucks. Back 2007, they said the EPA stuff on the trucks is going to cost us $6,500. Well, $12,000 to $18,000 later, we're still struggling with that. I was told when they do the upgrades to the fuel mileage issue, you can add another $15,000 to $18,000 to a new truck again. They're pricing it to the point to where we can't even drive buy a new truck anymore.
Is that by design, Don?
Yeah, good question. There's a lot of guys out there that are eliminating the EPA stuff, and their fuel mileage has gone up by 2 miles to the gallon on their trucks.
And a friend of mine ran a trucking company out of Fargo, bless his soul, he's since left us, Dick Bellerud. He showed me one time about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, he bought a new semi, and he showed me the price tag on the sticker of it. Was just something like some EPA fee that they'd added to the cost of the truck, not to mention what they're talking about in these changes. So good points, Don. Jan, we'll get back to you next after the break and talk pipelines, too, coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Your mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. Actually, he'll be here a little later on this hour. We'll start because he has a funeral to attend for the funeral of a World War II veteran that was part of the honor flights, the father of the chief of staff to Governor Jack Dalrymple. Mr. Rauschenberger is today at 11 o'clock, and our thoughts and prayers with the Rauschenberger family, certainly Ron and Ryan, Ron in the case of losing his father, and Ryan in the case of losing his grandfather, and we lose another great World War II vet. We lose too many every single day, and they built this country, so we certainly are thinking of the Rauschenberger family today. Anyway, Kevin will be attending that funeral along with a lot of other folks at 11 today, so he'll be leaving just a little bit early today, as will I, and so we'll start the Talk Radio Town Hall a bit early. If you do have questions or comments you want to get in on that topic, call now at 855-200-1776. Okay, back to Jan in Minot, who had an issue with long-term care insurance that she wanted our help on. Go ahead, Jan. Can you hear us now well?
Yes.
So how can we help you, Jan?
My problem is a long-term care insurance policy my mother had for years and years. And each year the premium went up. But when it came time for her to get payment from them, they used every excuse in the book not to pay, no matter how well the paperwork was filled out.
What was the company, Jan?
Transamerica.
All right, here's what I think we should do. Here's what I think we should do. I'm going to have Shane get your number off the air. We're going to get Adam Hamm, who's the state tax commissioner, your information. We'll see maybe if Adam would come on the program and talk about this in the case that other people may have a similar situation. We're happy to do that. Will you hang on a second, Jan?
Sure.
Shane will get your information, and we'll be back in touch. We'll forward it to the state insurance commissioner and find out if there's any hanky-panky going on there. Walter in Findlay, let's get you in because you're listening on a computer in Texas, but you're from Findlay. Do I have that right?
Yeah, 10-4 there, Scott. Walter here down in Texas. Say, I've got a thing here we should put a red flag on and notify every farmer across the United States. They call it the IRS has stuck this in the law now. They call it the Tangible Property Repair Regulation.
I'm going to write this down. Tangible, what's it called?
Tangible Property Repair Regulations.
Oh, my goodness.
It's got a number here. TD-9636 is released by the Internal Revenue on September 19th, 2013, and effective January 1st, 2014. And this is really going to affect a lot of farmers because anytime you buy any repairs or anything over $200, you have to put it on a depreciation schedule, which will make the bookkeeping terrific. It'd be terrible for all the farmers to have to keep up on this. But anyway,
Sorry, Walter, we don't have the best connection here, but I tell you what I will do in this regard. Congressman Cramer is going to be here, and I'd like him to know more about this because maybe he can get us some answers. We'll be in Washington, D.C. next week, by the way, so we're going to already head over to the EPA and find out if somebody's put something in the water at the EPA because we can't quite figure out what's going on there with these wood-burning stove bans and some of the other crazy things they're doing with truck fuel standards and whatnot. But we'll get your question in front of Congressman Cramer. Hang on a second, and we will find out a number we can reach you at that might be a landline or something there down in Texas. And glad you're listening. How about that snowbirds listening wherever they are? So hang on, Walter. We'll get some more information. We'll see what we can find out about TB9636 and a new onerous regulation by the IRS for our ag community. Not good at all. All right, next guest on the program is Justin Kringstead, and Justin heads up something in North Dakota that is called the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. He's the executive director of that organization. Hello, Justin. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have you on the program. What does the North Dakota Pipeline Authority do?
So the Pipeline Authority was created one of two states, North Dakota and Wyoming, the only two states with a Pipeline Authority. And so the Pipeline Authority designed to work with industry on the development of new pipeline processing projects within North Dakota in order to develop our resource, get that product moved to market, get it processed, and so that we can maximize the recovery out in western North Dakota.
If you do have, by the way, questions or comments for Justin about pipelines, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. We have more pipelines than we probably realize under North Dakota, don't we?
Right. And so in North Dakota right now, we've got over 18,000 miles of transmission and gathering pipelines operating every day underneath our feet, making our communities and our businesses work efficiently every day.
What's in them?
We've got crude oil, natural gas, CO2, refined products, your gasoline, diesel fuel, you name it. We probably have that type of pipeline operating in the system.
And we want more of these. I mean, because this is a good thing. I'll give you a prime example. A lot of folks complain about the price of gasoline at the pump in Bismarck as compared to Fargo. Fargo, if I'm not mistaken, has two pipelines that deliver your refined product, gasoline, to it. And Bismarck has one or none.
We have the one system obviously operating out of Tesoro and Mandan, but for North Dakota, what the Pipeline Authority is primarily engaged in is on the production side. So the crude oil, natural gas being produced in western North Dakota, how can we get that product into a pipeline system, get it moved to market? And so a lot of the challenges we're seeing out in western North Dakota, the road conditions, the dust, a lot of these challenges that we're facing can be alleviated by the development of more pipeline systems. And so, as you alluded to, getting more pipe in the ground is crucial. As this play continues to develop and mature, the more product we can get put into pipelines and get off the roadways or get out of the flare stacks, the better. And so every day we've got the pipeline companies out there putting the new pipe in the ground. The most recent stats we have, over 2,400 miles of pipe was put in 2012 alone. And so when you think of that in context, that's the distance from L.A. to New York City in 1 year's time frame in western North Dakota. And so that pace of activity, we expect it to continue now for the next number of years. Obviously, we've got a lot of production growth expected. And so, again, getting those fluids, getting that gas in these pipeline systems is crucial.
And I think you raise a point that is in the headlines a lot, and that is just the traffic and rail and, you know, concerns that about the, you know, the safety of moving that product. So more pipelines obviously increase the safety of it, so that's an important thing. Get trucks off the road, that's an important thing. But I think also it affects folks in Bismarck as much as it does in the middle of 83, 85, or Highway 2, or 23, or, you know, 1804, or 200, or any of the traffic log jams that happen in the oil patch. And I saw him in Watford City yesterday. I mean, 23 is worse than 83. The traffic is a bottleneck that's unbelievable. And the bottleneck, even more than the sheer volume of the traffic, is amazing. And, of course, this would help that. But it would also help folks in Bismarck to have their gas prices lowered if there are more sources of gasoline coming in. So it isn't just an oil patch thing. There's really it benefits to consumers in every corner of North Dakota, right?
Oh, absolutely. So those, like I said earlier, the product pipeline systems, the network that we have built up, not only in North Dakota, but nationwide, is crucial, again, to our way of life and making sure that we have economic means of utilizing our energy sources.
So you mentioned 18,000 miles of pipeline. You mentioned 2,400 miles added in 2012, so better than 10% of the capacity added just in that 1 year. Where are we going? What's on the drawing board now for additional? I know there was a huge story last week about the Sandpiper pipeline, which is an Enbridge project. A lot of folks say that would dwarf any benefit we'd get from Keystone XL pipeline, which is sort of dominates the news headlines. But just two things. One, tell us a little bit about this Sandpiper project that Enbridge has on the table, how big a deal that is. And second of all, in total, how much is on the drawing board for additional pipeline capacity?
Right. So this is the crude oil side we're talking about now. So our crude oil pipeline system obviously operates in a different network than our natural gas. So on the crude oil side, when we ended 2013, we had 583,000 barrels a day of pipeline capacity leaving North Dakota, with production close to 1 million barrels a day. So you can see the disparity between what our pipeline capacity is and where our production levels
are. Tell me that again. The capacity was what?
583,000.
Okay.
And so going forward here in 2014, we've got a few projects that are slated to come online. We've got a couple that are going to be heading south down to Guernsey, Wyoming. And once they get to Wyoming, they continue on eastward towards some of the mid-continent refineries. That'll add another 200,000 barrels a day of capacity this year alone. The Sandpiper project, that's the most exciting news that we have to discuss here probably this morning. And so last week, Enbridge announced that they did receive the shipper commitment they needed. So when a pipeline system is developed, the first thing they need to do after they choose a route and everything else is they need to work with those shippers, people that are actually going to use it, to get the financial backstop and guarantee that people are going to use this pipe once they put it in the ground. They announced last week that they did receive enough shipper support to move that project forward. That's a 225,000 barrel a day project. It's the single largest pipeline project in development right now in North Dakota, and that would move North Dakota crude oil to Superior, Wisconsin, and then from Superior it would continue east towards eastern Canada, south, many different refining markets opened up by that one system.
One system is how many barrels?
That project alone, 225,000 barrels.
Holy buckets.
Yeah.
So about one half of the current capacity, just added from that one project.
Correct. A massive project for North Dakota, the largest we've had in development. So.
Wow. What is the ultimate goal? Is it to take as much capacity as we're able to produce?
Well, the goal, obviously, is a transportation system that's going to move our product to desirable markets. And so right now we're using a combination of pipeline and rail movement. But long term, it's going to be completely market driven where how those shippers want to move their crude oil. If you look at just a price comparison, pipelines do have the advantage. They're the lowest cost mover of crude oil. But one of the advantages right now with rail is some flexibility. They can get to markets that we just can't reach on our pipeline network. And so a lot of things moving right now in the crude oil market and transportation sector. But we expect several additional crude oil projects, the ones I mentioned earlier, and potentially some we don't have on the table right now will be coming forward.
Which is safer? I mean, you know, obviously pipelines, I think, in general probably would be considered safer, right? But we've had some recent stories of pipelines, in the news. We've had rail cars in the news. But, I mean, in general, pipelines are a safer route, are they not?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at the federal folks that report on the safety statistics and keep track of that aspect, I believe that, yes, the pipeline systems do have a little bit better track record. Both, when you look at the overall transportation, do have fairly safe transportation records. Obviously, there's been several incidents here recently involving the rail side that folks are looking at very aggressively. How can we make this even safer than it is so that incidents like Castleton incidents that have occurred over the last year can be minimized and reduced.
You have any stats, Justin, on how many trucks come off the road when you add capacity like that? We hear that a lot about the Keystone XL pipeline, how many trucks a day would come off just from that one project. Is there a benchmark in general of pipelines versus trucks?
Well, if you figure one truck, if you just use a real rough rule of thumb, 200 barrels a day, 200 barrels per truck or 225 barrels, you can quick do the back of the envelope math and see what one specific pipeline system would alleviate. So
we do need all of the above, though, right? We need the rail because of the flexibility. We're going to have trucks, obviously, but and more pipeline, given the amount of production and where it's going. You need really all of the above, don't you?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Well, a good overview of a very interesting situation, and appreciate the update very much, Justin. We'll have you back to continue to follow the story, and certainly that Sandpiper one, what a game changer. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Justin Kringstad, Executive Director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority. More coming up. Congressman Kramer, when we come back.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us? At Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I have a theory that goes like this. Everything's better in Garrison. That's my theory. The reason I say that is 32 degrees in Garrison right now, as a matter of fact. And that's the warm spot in North Dakota. So I think it proves out my theory that everything's better in Garrison. Wish I were there right now.
Is the pie better in Garrison, too?
I don't know. That I want to find out. Let's get on that.
They have really good food in Garrison. Do they really? I can tell you that. Oh, sure.
I know the Yule Malt Shop. The chocolate malts are fantastic.
Fantastic.
Which cafe, Kev, do you know?
Well, sure. There's the Stone Inn, which is they have great steaks. It's a wonderful little place. I had a coffee with Kramer, actually, there. Not that long ago.
So you did a little advanced work for us on the food?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm happy to. Yeah. Anything else? Any other places you want me to check out?
Please, yeah. I hear you're going to Watford City, I heard. Watford City Coffee on the coffee with Kramer's in the works.
How do you know this?
Your wife told me.
And I bet, was she asking you about scouting restaurants and coffee places?
Well, I was there yesterday, I had a great lunch at Outlaws. And by the way, Gene Veeder picked up the tab, so I got to thank Gene for buying lunch yesterday.
Those were the good old days when I used to be able to let people buy lunch for me.
You can't do that anymore,
can
you?
No, I can't. Yep. It's very weird.
Well, good, you can buy lunch for us. We love the idea.
Well, that might be considered bribery. I mean, here you are in the media business. I certainly wouldn't want to.
I guess we'll just go Dutch. We'll go Dutch. 27 in Bismarck. Williston's 30. Dickinson, 27. Minot, 28 right now. Hedinger, 30. Bowman, 30. Jamestown, 17. Devil's Lake, 21. 23 in Grand Forks. 20 in Fargo. And we should also check out Montana. We're at Miles City's at 33. Pierre is at 36. Aberdeen at 30 degrees. Down in Sioux Falls, 28 at this hour. And Western Minnesota not looking too bad as well. So 24 to 28 in Fergus, Detroit Lakes, and those areas. Let's get the phones here. Walter's been waiting to ask you a question here. Walter is from Finley, but listening to us online down in Texas, and has a concern about an IRS tax that is going to be a concern. Walter, are you still there?
Yeah, 10-4, Scott. Yeah. Hey, we should get somebody from the IRS to get on this, to explain this to us, but it's Bill TD-9636, and it's going to cost farmers when they buy materials or any parts, anything over $200 has to be put on a depreciation schedule, and that's going to be a big change and a big heartache and headache for a lot of farmers, because anytime they buy anything that's over $200.
So they have to keep track of any purchase over $200.
Any repair. So what Walter's talking about is a new rule that came up by the IRS late last year to be implemented now, this year, which he's exactly right. Any repair, any maintenance type of thing. Now, I think they exempt maybe changing oil or something like that. But on machinery, Walter's right. What costs less than $200 anymore when you're dealing with, you know, $500,000 combines and even big trucks and pickups. So it's a crazy rule that requires the farmer to depreciate this expense over time rather than, of course, deduct it all in the year that it was taken. And it's crazy, and it's really what I think it's designed to do is raise taxes. It's going to generate more revenue, and I oppose it. I've written to the IRS, contacted the IRS. I've contacted the Ways and Means Committee to do some oversight on it, and we're trying everything we can to delay the implementation of it until it can receive a full hearing.
What is the rule now? What does Walter and other folks have to do?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head. It was we're trying to get it delayed even yet this year. It was supposed to be implemented in January of this year, but of course the tax season is an entire year, so we're trying to get that done before the end of the year.
Walter, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
If I learn anything before the end of the show, and I might very well, Scott, we'll report that. If not, we'll want to take it up right away next week.
Stay tuned, Walter. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Bernard, listening on the road to 9:10 a.m. Go ahead, Bernard. You're next.
Yes. I heard the fella talking about the weather there. Your people were discussing it, and I've been trying to get to the right people with no success. I am certain that I know exactly what is going on with the weather. I can prove it. I can demonstrate it. In 30 seconds, I can demonstrate what's going on. And I'm sure that once I do that, people are going to realize that there is a huge problem. There needs to be a lot of data connected with this that needs to be gathered and calculated to find out just how massive a problem it is. I was going to go and set up a kind of a laboratory myself and hire some people and do this, but
Bernard, we have about a minute left. Give me the 30 seconds that you say is the problem here, and then we'll have Congressman Kramer respond.
Okay, here we go, and you might just throw me under the table here. I'm not giving it away. It's a massive problem. It is the problem. The government can throw away billions of dollars at it and never find it. I have it, and I'm willing to sell it. And the money that people make off of this information on an educational documentary that they can make and put out there, they'll make 500% of what I'm asking.
It sounds like you're pitching an idea. I'm not sure a radio show is the best place to do that, Bernard, but how do folks get a hold of you? You got a website or something? Or
I have a telephone number they can give me. I do have a website, an email site, which you want.
Give us your email.
Okay, the email is bjroadrunner@yahoo.com.
All right, easy to remember. bjroadrunner@yahoo.com. If folks want to pursue your idea a little further, appreciate the call very much. Just in general, you know, we talked a lot about climate change today and the EPA because of new fuel standards and the wood-burning stoves. In the half minute we have left here, what's your take on that, Kevin? Thanks a lot. Yeah. Right?
Well, listen, I think that Bernard's going to be a very wealthy man when somebody takes him up on his offer. America's a great place to solve problems and create opportunity for yourself.
I need a little more detail from Bernard. So. But he's holding his cards a little close to the vest.
I don't blame him. Yes. He's got a good idea. Investment opportunity. Hold close.
Brad and Minot, you're next for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAFE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.